Hey, it's me, Michael J. We'll be back soon with all new episodes of Hypothetical. Until then, here's a rebroadcast of one of my favorite episodes, number 28, featuring my favorite musical guest of all time, Mr. Mike TV. It's all about biographies and children's albums. Until next time, this is Hypothetical. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Michael J., and this is Hypothetical. This week, I'm super excited to have back the very first guest on Hypothetical, my favorite musician of all time, probably everybody's favorite musician of all time, Mike TV from Get Set Go. Welcome back to the show, Mike. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the kind words. And I do 100% hope that I am every person on the planet Earth's favorite musician. If I'm not,
should be.
Yeah, if I'm not, then
they're wrong.
Fie on them.
If Get Set Go and Mike TV is not your favorite band and musician, then
you were
wrong.
You have terrible taste in music.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and there went all the audience. Click.
I'm just speaking the truth. That's all I can do.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Preach.
And if I'm ever fortunate to get another musician on the show, I promise not to say that they are my favorite musician.
Thank you. Yeah. No, yeah. Or at least have me avoid that episode when you do.
I have no shame in telling somebody they're my second favorite musician.
Yeah. Awesome.
I think today's going to be a lot of fun. I'll start with a little warm-up game. And for this, we are going to talk about our biographies. You're going to write a biography. Who's going to write it for you? What you're going to call it? Who's going to write the foreword, kind of like introductory section of the biography?
Yeah.
And then tell me what the cover's going to look like.
Wow. That's actually a pretty significant. I mean, the thing is cause I actually do spend time contemplating this kind of, I always thought that if I were to write a biography, it would be an autobiography. Cause that was sort of like the first discipline before I segued to music, I was a professional writer, working at Universal and working in film and TV and writing a lot of prose. But the thing is, as I've gotten older, I realized that I don't like to write prose anymore. It's painful. And my thoughts don't come as clearly as I can't elucidate my thoughts the way I used to. It's just a pain. Like it's not lyrics are awesome, But that's, yeah. So I'm not certain if he would be up for it, but I think I might try to, if this is actually happening, I would probably try to talk to my buddy, Joe Clifford, who's a novelist who writes like noir stuff, but he also wrote a book called Junkie Love. He too, like me, went through a period where he was a drug addict and a crazy person, and because of that, he and his book Junkie Love like really resonated with me because it was very similar to my own personal period of chaos. And he writes with a very like a very readable style. He doesn't pull any punches in terms of like he can get down to like microseconds of a person's thought process and pulls no punches, you know. In fact, often errs on the side of the dark, you know, the dark thoughts and the dark, you know, like you know. And I definitely think that would be an important component. if anybody's going to try to write a biography of me, they definitely have to understand that I've been ground down by every day is like another lash of a whip, you know.
Well, sounds like he's like that would be a perfect author for you, because it sounds like he has there's a real realness to his voice.
Yeah. Amen. That's exactly it. And he does, you know, I mean, as every fiction writer does, you know, he has a tendency to pitch things just outside of normal, you know, I mean, things are, you know, or his plots, you know, actually I can't say that. There's one series he's got a series of books that he just ended, that were the series I've read. He's written other books. I haven't had a chance to read those, but his character in that, because it's a kind of a noir series, his main protagonist is like just abjectly like like the like just he makes the worst decisions, and you're like, dude, you're a smart guy. Why are you giving in to your base? You know, and I just can't believe that there could actually be a human being that could make this many bad decisions, you know, back to back to back. So you know, so I'm figuring that he does have a little bit of hyperbolic, attributes to him, to his writing, but maybe not. Sure. You know,
sounds like a good fit for the biography of Mike TV.
Yeah, I think so. And then what would it be called? I think it would actually be called, which is my 2017 release, This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. I definitely think it would just be the cover of that, because the cover for that album is me. It's a 1970s photo of me, like maybe 3 years old, you know, and I'm just smiling, and I look like I'm just the happiest, most like this is the most wonderful life ever, kid. And and you know, like if I could just go back and punch him in the face, not at that age, obviously, but maybe about 6 or 7, you know, maybe that might help.
Yeah, we don't condone violence
against children. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Even if it's your own self. So, okay. So this is why I can't have nice things.
Yeah. And then who would write the foreword? Oh, well, so that's, so, man, that would be a crazy one. The thing is, I would have to reach out to a handful of individuals and see kind of who was most excited to write it. Because the thing is, because I could definitely go the Night Attack route and talk to Brian or Justin, be like, hey guys, would you be willing to, or maybe even mutually or together, you know, write something. But the thing is that, like, I have so many musician friends that are good friends of mine that I think would have an interesting perspective on being able to sum up, like, this is, you know, like this is the my impact on the world that they saw, right? You know, or sure. my lack thereof, you know. And I think, and for me, I always think that those are the best forwards, right? It's like when someone starts it off by saying, this is this, like, I mean, particularly with the biography, you know, they kind of frame, this is the story that's about to be told to you. And this is why it's relevant, at least in my eyes, you know? And so the thing is, like, so I would definitely want to find some, you know, I would definitely want to reach out to friends. You know, and it's funny. The thing is that, like, for me, like I would much prefer it be a fun and pithy and interesting forward as opposed to a forward written by someone famous. You know, the thing is, like, sure. If I can get both, that's awesome. But the thing is, for me, I would much prefer it to be if the opening line is hilarious and then it continues rolling along. You know, the thing is that, like, you know, that would be that for me would be much preferred.
Absolutely. Yeah. The personal aspect of it, you know, if they combine that sense of hilarity in the opening, but still have that personal connection to you.
Yeah.
I'm ready to pre-order the book.
What's it? Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's funny because I do spend, because effectively my records, my albums are autobiographical, you know? And so right. that basically captures my life from 2002 till now. But I realized that there's a whole bunch of, like, really, it's really funny because Bobcat in my, you know, like from my Twitch stream, he's one of my mods and he's a Diamond Club member. I will sometimes do what's called mother effing story time. I'm going to change the name of that at some point, because I think I'd like to actually turn it into a podcast, and I think mother effing story time might limit me a little bit, you know, I tell stories about my days at Universal or my days in the early days of the scene and of the East Side LA indie rock scene. And Bobcat would be like, and Bobcat is always, he's like, man, I would love to have these stories in a book, you know? And so I definitely have kind of collected a whole bunch of, like, anecdotal, cool, awesome, silly adventures, crazy stuff that's happened, you know? And so, It's not as if this idea hasn't been percolating for some time, but I'd like there to be a happy ending, you know. And the thing is that, absolutely, like, and I can't say that there is right now, you know. And so, or if not a happy ending, then a tragic one, you know. Like, I just want there to be, like, a big denouement, you know. Like, that's.
I'm hoping for the happy ending of this story.
Yeah, me too. But you know, but if I can't have that, then I'll go the other route. That's fine. You know?
Well. We got to dig up some contacts at HarperCollins or Simon Schuster because we got to get this one in print.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I'm certain that people are. I'm certain that people person that has lined up for that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've got one.
Yeah.
You've got
me.
I'm sure we could find a second person.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. Probably.
That should be enough for a big publisher.
I think I could probably muster up about six people that would express serious interest in that book.
Yeah, I mean, I would call that an overwhelming response.
Yes, yeah, that's and overwhelming from the you've gone through the other side of underwhelming back around to overwhelming.
That's right. All right. Well, my book's not going to be nearly as exciting as yours, I don't think. But I think my biography, I don't have a lot of great stories to tell.
Yeah.
So I really need to pick a good writer that can add some color or flavor to my life story.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I think I'm leaning towards Dr. Seuss.
Oh, the hell
ghost,
yeah.
Or the ghost of.
Heck yeah.
Because there's not many biographies that are written in Dr. Seuss style.
No, in fact, are there any?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
So I think it would be fun. It would actually make my story somewhat interesting, or at least easy to remember.
Yeah. If it's all in couplets.
Right. Exactly. A lot of rhyming and. Yeah. Pretty short, lots of pictures, drawings.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. So I think Dr. Seuss will write my biography for me.
Right on.
You know, and then I could also engage the younger audiences.
Sure.
Because I don't know if I have six people that would be interested in buying my biography. Maybe I convince a couple of preschoolers or something. I don't know what I would call the book. Maybe I'll just call it Not As Interesting As Mike TV's Story.
That's, I think that I don't think that would sell that as well. I think
it's honest.
Yeah, yeah. I think if you want, you should come up with like, a really sexy title, like, it's gotta be Seussian, right? You know, like if it's gonna be, it's gonna.
That's true.
Know,
yeah.
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 So, like the things you won't do. the disappointments you'll know.
That's right.
The adventures.
Both of those.
Yeah. The adventures we might have had.
The adventures I should have taken.
Yeah. That's great. In fact, that's what it is. I think the whole book could just be you waxing poetic about all the things you could have done, but you didn't. You know, like, I could have done this.
Right.
You know?
Right. I'm too lazy to actually do any of these things. Yeah. So. That seems fairly appropriate.
So it's a cautionary tale for young children.
That's right. It is very cautionary. You know, there's a positive message there. Don't be lazy. You can actually achieve things.
Yeah. I like it.
And I think there's only one person I want to write my foreword. Mm-hmm. It goes pretty much against everything that you said, but because it's a celebrity, big celebrity. It's someone I idolize, and that's Bob Saget.
Oh heck yeah, yeah heck yeah.
Because, you know, he has that clean persona on TV with Full House and things and America's Funniest Videos, things like that. But, you know, he's just a dirty, hilarious comedian.
Yeah.
On the flip side of that. And I could think of no better honor for me than to have him just rip into me for a chapter.
Yeah. Amen. And
for a forward.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I think what you have is at the very top of the forward, it's written to the kids, like, kids, this is a cool book about cool things, you know, and then, right. And then after that, now for the parents, you know, and then. Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah. I mean, and the book is basically two parts. There's one, the adult part, which is the forward, and then the part for the kids, which is the rest of the book.
Yeah.
So yeah, that makes sense. And I guess the cover would just be me laying on a couch doing nothing. Because I'm not out there achieving my dreams. I can't think of a real good cover for
my biography. So you're saying in a Seussian style of
just like a children's drawing of me laying on a couch doing nothing with like the world passing me by in the background.
Like
roller coasters and skydiving and
I
don't know. Whatever there is that I miss out on by being so lazy. Yeah, I think that'd be my biography.
Can you get an animated cover? Is that possible? Is there the window and just through the, you know, outside the window, there's all sorts of like crazy coolness happening.
Actually, it gives me a good idea. You know, it could do a lenticular cover. I don't know if you remember those things, but they're like, you look at it from one angle and then you turn your head and the image kind of moves with you. Mm-hmm. So I could just do like a lenticular cover of me just like moping with my head shaking back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, something going on in the background. That's awesome. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think anyone's going to want to buy my biography. So I do have something else.
I think really for me, it sounds like your autobiographies really would be about the execution, you know? So the thing is like, so if you have a clever enough, if Dr. Seuss is writing it, it will be awesome. You know, the thing is like, you know, yeah, that's probably not a better person to take the life of someone that feel, cause again, it's really funny. Henry Miller said I'm paraphrasing here, but he said something to the effect of like, even a blade of grass has a story to tell as long as you give it enough contemplation, you know? And the thing is, yeah. And I definitely that resonates with me. The thing is that like, even the things that seem like they're mundane and boring, if you just pay enough attention, you realize that there's all sorts of story there, you know, there's all sorts of awesome happening, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's life. So
plus, I mean, what other book gives you Bob Saget and Dr. Seuss together?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly right.
The story is not about my laziness. It's about these two classic entertainers.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Coming together from opposite ends.
Yeah.
Of the spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right. There's the consummate children's author, and then sort of the consummate filthy comedian, and then you're the fulcrum upon which they balance, you know.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So if that's not your style, we're going to move into the main game where we're going to continue to market to kids, and we're going to create our own children's albums today.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Who better to make a children's album than Mike TV?
Yeah, no, which is actually funny because I've been working on a children's record for about 15 years. I've written, I actually have like 6 or 7 songs, but I can't find them all because I write them, you know, every couple of years. I'm like, oh, this sounds like a totally cool kid song. And then I record it on whatever computer I have at the time. I'm much better now about transferring all of my sound files. But when I first started recording, I was just recording with the little tiny plastic, the little plastic microphone that comes with your computer, like the little, And so I wrote like 2 or 3 songs on that. And so I have to find those. I mean, I know the melodies, and I probably even have versions of them somewhere on my current setup. I just have to go digging for them. So I am working, but that children's record is not a children's record I'm going to propose today.
I want to hear about this children's record. I want to know the name of it. Some of the songs on there.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What the theme is.
Yeah. It's basically a concept record, and it's an album that should be fun and catchy and filled with hooks and silly voices and sing song melodies, but it's ultimately designed to help children, you know, in this day and age.
Tell me more about this album. What are you going to call the album, or do you want to give me the songs first?
Yeah, no. So I know this is probably the working title, you know, because I don't think it really rolls off the tongue for children, but it's Songs to Eliminate the Harmful Hangups of Our Puritan Heritage. So it's
easy for kids to request.
I'm figuring that will be on the tips of every kid's tongue, you know, in just a good 6 months.
I mean, if you can accomplish that, then
yeah,
you'd be quite the teacher.
You know, and so the idea is that when you kind of, for me, I look around and I see all sorts of like, just kind of like, for me, sort of trouble perspectives. And I go, why did we, and this is just talking about the United States for the most part, but why do we as Americans have these weird hangups and these weird, like these just, and I'm like, it's because, you know, it's like this was a very Christian fundamentalist country, you know, for a long, you know, for at least at its very founding, and that sort of like kind of thing. And so anyway, so I was thinking the opening track would be called Penises and Vaginas. Everybody's got one. Some people got both. You know, and so it would
very educational.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it would be a way to let children know right out the gate that, you know what, every single person on the planet Earth has a penis or a vagina. Some people have both. That's awesome. And and so they're nothing to be afraid of. You know, like they're just a totally in So I was thinking, you know, like I'm just kind of spitballing here, but I was figuring sure. I could like let me see if I can't come up with a twosome. Penises and vagina, penises and vaginas. Everybody's got one. Some people got both. Penises and vaginas, there are a billion of them floating around. They're nothing to be scared of, everybody's got one. No, a penis or vagina, they can be a lot of fun. Just wait till you're 18-ish, or my daughters and sons. I have no idea. No, that's terrible. That was terrible. But it is, but yeah.
Sounds like a good catchy tune to start the album off.
Yeah, with. Yeah. You know, I'm figuring that, you know, that like that it will immediately get the children's attention because, you know,
yep.
For the most part, people don't talk about them. And they'll be like, that's oh right. My God, this is, you know, and we all know early on that they're weird things.
I could just imagine on family road trips, the whole family singing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Penises and vaginas. Yeah, yeah. I think it needs to be a little bit more poppy. Penises and vaginas. Penises and vaginas. Yeah, something like that. Penis, yeah. Everybody's got one. Some people got both. Penises and vaginas. Yeah, something like that. I think that's probably more in the vein. So I'm thinking that would be the opening, you know, the opening sure. track. Just let everybody know, okay, oh, we're in for this kind of thing, and this is it's super catchy and instructive, and that's great, you know.
That's right.
And then I think the next song would have to be the way I usually sequence a record. I start with a good kind of mid tempo, kind of awesome, good like fun song, and then I try to elevate it. So I try to figure out, okay, what's another song that rocks a little bit harder, is a little bit more exciting, and I do that as the second song. So right. I was thinking that this one. Let me see if I can't come up with a riff one. Judging people is fun, but it makes you a person. Judging people is fun, but it makes you a person. Like seriously, a really person. So judge away if you wanna be a person. So you know, I'm thinking, you know, so that's, you just teach from right out the gate. Like, look,
that's right.
You know, it is fun. It is. It's a great time. It's a great time to be like, I'm better than you, and you're terrible, and you know. But it makes right. you a person, and so you can do it all you want. Just know. Person.
That is a very important lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. I figured you teach it young, you make it a sing song, you know, you get kids, right. you know, jumping in.
Would solve a lot of problems later in life.
Yes.
They learn that lesson.
Yeah. 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 Because at least they'd know, oh yeah, no, I'm just a person. You know, like, yeah, no, I get it. No, I'm a person.
Oh. Also, that song is now going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the day. I'm loving this album so far. Yeah, I'm only two songs in.
Yeah. And then this one. So I know this one. This one is going to be. I know this one is going to be objectionable to a lot of people because I know there are a lot of people. And I get the solace that this kind of perspective brings to a lot of people. But the thing is, it's also important to say. So this next one. So I was thinking. So you know. So it's well here. Let's. It's oh no, babe. Fairy tales are fairy tales, even if you wear a robe. Fairy tales are fairy tales, even if you've got a pope, or an imam, or an imam, or a rabbi, or some other holy joke. Fairy tales are fairy tales, even if you've got a pope. Oh yeah, that's my own personal bias. That one we might have to strike that one for the record, but you know.
Oh, we're still working on it. Yeah. You said it's a concept album.
Yeah, so yeah. But you know, I do that one. Yeah, I you know, unless you really want to believe in fairy tales, then go ahead. And then
I like how you're taking hard hitting truths,
yes,
and making them easy to grasp and easy to want to follow.
Yeah. You know, the idea. The idea is because you're selling it to kids, right? So you kind of have to boil it down. You have to boil it down to like the thing that they know. And because, I mean, that's the thing is all of this stuff is just basic, you know, basic truths, you know? And so, so that's, I think that that's why the next song for me is a one that really resonates pretty deeply. Cause it's like, let me just see if I can.
Okay.
Science is in, the data's been collected, the DNA's been tested, and we're great apes, we're all great apes. To the moon we have gone, on the internet, to the moon we have gone, and on the internet there's porn, a bunch of great apes, touching other great apes. Science is in, the data's been collected, the DNA's been tested, and we're great apes, oh, we're great apes. According to science.
Scientifically accurate.
Yeah, scientifically speaking. Just in case you believe in that crazy science stuff. I mean, I totally science is something you believe in, right? Just like Jesus, sure. You know, it's just something you can choose not to believe in it. You can choose to be an atheist to science. And the great thing is that totally invalidates the science, you know? So awesome.
This album is amazing.
I know. And then the last one. I do feel bad because this is well, I guess because it is the puritanical heritage. That's why it all kind of has it's kind of very targeted. But so let me see if I can come up with something real sweet for this because this is a song I personally feel very very much I believe in very much. So let me see. It doesn't sound like. Yeah. The next time you see a starving person, don't pray for them, give them food. The next time you see a freezing person, don't pray for them, just warm them up. And the next time you see a person in pain, don't pray for them, just give them comfort. See, it's so easy and just a little bit better than praying. Just give them what they need.
This is going to be a platinum record.
Yeah, I think so, man. I think people will be like, this is a perfect. This is exactly. Oh my God. You know, and I do think that a lot of people maybe haven't even considered, like even perhaps adults haven't considered that, like, oh yeah, I just take action. That's what I could do. I could just take action.
Right.
And then problem. And that's how you correct the problems. Curses. We've spent this whole time praying when what we should have been doing is we should have been going out and helping people. Oh, that's awesome. So I I don't know, you know, how to truncate the title of the album, but Songs to Eliminate the Harmful Hangups of Our Puritan Heritage is the name. I mean, you know.
Is there an acronym in there? Like,
STEF, Step Hoof. Oh, sure. Step Hoof. Oh, that's all I need to do. All I need to do is write this. I need to write a song called Step Hoof. Step Hoof.
Yeah, it's no problem for kids to remember that.
Yeah, no.
I truncated into stepping into poop or something.
Yeah, it sounds German. Step Hoof. Sue was weighing in on this conversation.
Well, I love the album.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
I would totally buy it.
Good. Yeah.
Whether or not I'd let my kids listen to it.
Really? Yeah, at least penises and vaginas, right? Come on.
It's right, like, right. Yeah, yeah. But I would probably let them buy your album before I let them buy my album.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now let's hear about this.
I think your album, I don't know, might be more kid friendly. Maybe.
Yeah, that's wow. All right. That's crazy.
So I have somewhat similar thoughts to you in creating my children's album, and that I want to prepare kids for later in life.
Mm.
Because, you know, in this day and age, you know, it's the parents that are giving their kids some false hopes. You know, you get a trophy for everything. You end up in first place or last place. You still get a trophy. You get a certificate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kid could do no wrong. The world is great. Santa's real. Just wait, everything's hunky dory.
Are you suggesting that Santa is not real?
I'm not suggesting anything.
Oh, okay. Phew.
I don't want to disappoint or excite anybody.
No, but I get exactly what you're saying.
So I want to prepare kids for adulthood.
Yeah.
For the real world. So I'm creating an album. I'm buying a license from the famous album compilation group, the Now That's What I Call Music group.
Mm-hmm.
And my album is going to be called Now That's What I Call Disappointment.
Awesome. Yeah. No, that's great. That's great.
It's going to be a record full of...
This is an album very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah. There are lots of disappointments in life. So, learn about them now. So when you experience them later, you won't be so disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can have a better adulthood.
It's managing expectations. That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. The first song in my album, maybe you can help me here with the music, is...
Sure.
Your Card Has Been Declined.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Your Card Has Been Declined. So, do you want to real twist in it on it? Do you want to right out the gate, a sense of disappointment, that what's going on in your head when, cause obviously when your card is declined, that usually happens like at a store where there's like six people behind you and everybody's
exactly. working out,
and you're like, oh, you know, so,
right.
Will this song be something that will capture kind of like what's going on in your internal dialogue, kind of thing? Or is this what other people are thinking about you while you're kind of suffering through this?
Yeah, I think the nicer thing would be to do the internal dialogue, not all the judgmental people in line behind you.
Yeah.
That are frustrated because they want to get their pack of gum or whatever.
Yeah. So. All right, living. Oh my God, I'm a loser. My card's been declined. Oh no, what's going on? The guy behind me, he's getting angry. The problem is I don't have another card. And I don't have any money. Maybe I shouldn't have been an English major.
That is awesome. Genius.
Yeah, thank you.
I love it. So, that'll start the album off.
It could have gone a humanities major as well, or like sociology or something. Well, and I mean,
plenty of
music,
options.
Music is another good one.
Right. You just got to, at the end of the day, you just got to pick one and go with it.
Yeah.
Realize later that your card gets declined. So the next song of my album is going to stay on that theme. And that, this time we're going to talk about some real hard hitting stuff. And that's, your health insurance. And the song is called Insurance Doesn't Cover That. Right. Because, we live in this world, we live in this country here in the US at least, where we're responsible for our own health insurance and, it tends to be expensive. And, you pay a lot of money every month, but you may or may not get coverage on whatever it is
that
you need to get done. You might have an arm falling off, but they won't cover it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Cause I thought that insurance, like the way that insurance works, it's sort of like the lottery, right? Like the thing is, you pay into it. It's like a sacrifice to just the gods of commerce, and then they never pay out. It's like, the idea is that it's sort of like, yes, you've got insurance, but no, we don't cover that procedure. Yes, you've got insurance, but there's a $300 copay. Yes, you've got insurance, but trips to the emergency room are not covered. Nothing is covered. Nothing at all. Yeah, I think that's, and then it would just be a list of like, all of the things. It'd be like, do you cover, and do you cover this? No. And what about this? No. And that's insurance.
That's the perfect lullaby.
Yeah. I think that you play that for a kid as an infant, and you just put them to sleep with that, and it just kind of becomes part of their, part of their basic like understanding of just life,
Right.
Yeah, that's great.
We put them to sleep, so now we got to wake them up. So I figure a couple of sports theme songs.
Yes.
Can get them started. This next song is sports specific, but a lot of kids are into it, and that is wrestling. And the song is called Wrestling Is Not Real.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Like
WWE.
Yeah. Sorry to tell you boys, sorry to tell you girls, but wrestling's a sham. It's as real as spam. It's a thing that it's just basically ballet. Wrestling's ballet.
Perfect.
Only with men lifting up other men, big burly men without any shirts, lifting up other big burly men without any shirts.
That really makes the song.
Yeah. It's like, you got it. Oh yeah.
That's great. Yeah. And my other sports theme song, and I can give you the lyrics for this one if you want.
Yeah, sure.
It's called "Your Team Sucks."
Oh, okay. No matter what team you're rooting, it's not so much that your team actually sucks. It's just that the team you're going to root is going to certainly lose and lose for a long, 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 long time.
Right. Yeah. Nobody ever ends up with the best team in the league.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're just going to.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That was me. That was me for a long, long time. And then we had a little accidental win. And then now we're back to being destroyed. But that's, it's important.
We're not talking about the LA Kings, are we?
Yeah.
I got that same feeling with the Blackhawks.
Yeah. Oh my God. And it's so crazy because the thing is that, like, the Blackhawks are like a dynasty team,
Right.
That is for me kind of mind blowing, But anyways.
So your team sucks.
This one definitely feels like a punk rock song to me. Wait, so
they lost again. Their session will soon end. Once more in last place in their league. A disgrace. Your team sucks. Try to play football with a hockey puck. Your best player got hit by a pickup truck. Your team sucks.
I have no idea where I was going with that.
I like it.
Yeah.
Every good kids album needs a punk rock song.
Yeah. And I think that just getting people acclimated to the idea that your team is just going to suck is important.
Absolutely. All right, so my next song, after you drown your sorrows on your favorite team, is taking you back to, or taking you towards, trying to get into college. And the song is simply called Waitlisted.
Yeah. So I think we'd start with something kind of spoken. So you just
applied to colleges, so many colleges, and you're waiting, and then you keep waiting, and then you're still waiting, you're waiting, and then the next year you apply to colleges, you apply to more colleges, and I think
that song just goes on forever. Too bad they don't have CD players, because you could set that one up so that it would just constantly loop. You would have to turn the CD off and then try to eject it before otherwise it would just stay there forever.
What's the longest song you can have on iTunes?
I don't think there is a length anymore. I think you can, if you want to put out an 8-hour thing, you can, because that's kind of like audiobooks and stuff like that. But, I think they end up charging kind of, you hit a certain benchmark and then they increase your price. And so you end up having a $40 song.
That makes sense. All right. I got two more songs I'll give you for my album. The next one, it's called Flat Tires and Dead Batteries.
Because
everybody's car breaks down at some point.
Yeah.
You think as a kid, you get this fancy car, you got four wheels, you can go anywhere you want as fast as you want, but something's going to happen at some point.
Yeah. And it's always going to be about $300 more than you can actually afford.
Of course.
If you have $4,000 in the bank, expect to have a $4,300 bill car bill. You know, like it's like for some reason it's always for me, it's always $300 more than, you know, like, and so my hope is that like that I have what I suffer, whatever my car breakdown might be, when I have no money in the bank. Cause then I'm like, all right, well then I just have to raise $300. That's doable, you know? But, so I definitely get that. So let me see. So, it's called Dead Batteries and Flat Tires.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Dead batteries and flat tires and a short in the wires that cost you hundreds of dollars to fix. Every time you think you've got it, every time you get ahead, well, your car will be there to strike it, to clean you dead. your car will be there. Your car's around to clean you out. Something like that.
And don't forget, you need a tow.
And you also need a tow that will also be, yeah, unless you get AAA. Right. But if you have AAA and you're in New York City, it could take up to 2 or 3 days.
right.
That's for the New York version. That's the New York City version. You have to add a little separate section of the song.
We charge an extra tax for the New Yorkers.
Yeah,
they get the extra song.
Oh yeah. They got the variant version.
All right. So my last song is going to require some explanation.
Okay.
It's very personal to me. Mm-hmm. And probably only to me. I'm probably the only person in the world that is disappointed by this. It makes no sense whatsoever to anybody else in the world, but I'm going to explain it.
Okay, sure.
And it is probably the one issue that is on most top of my mind currently. And I don't know if you've been watching any of the NFL playoffs over the last couple of weeks.
No.
But so I've watched a couple of the games, and what struck me is there's a specific commercial that's really bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a commercial for Burger King.
Okay.
Now, Burger King has come out with this sort of value meal type thing called the King Box. You get like a sandwich, fries, two cookies, and a drink. And yeah, it's called the King Box. But in the commercial, they don't show a box. There's no box anywhere. They show the food. They show your hamburger or your chicken sandwich. They show the fries. They show the drink. They show the cookies. But yeah, there's no box.
Yeah.
I've been trying to find out if it actually comes in a box. Because if it comes in a box, then why aren't you showing me the box in the commercial?
Yeah.
If it doesn't come in a box, why are you calling it a King Box?
Maybe, do you think that maybe it might be a metaphorical box? Like if you're eating, is it Burger King you said?
Yes.
So if you're eating at Burger King, then you're in the box. Then you're in, like the thing, you know, like the idea is that like, maybe it's them saying that perhaps you should think about aspiring to better food than our food. Because we're showing you a commercial that doesn't even have a box. No,
I don't think I want to give Burger King that much credit.
No. Okay.
So I found a YouTube unboxing per se, mm-hmm, of the King Box,
mm-hmm,
and there is no box.
There's no box. So it's just called King Box.
But overseas, it does come in a box.
Oh, okay. Huh.
But here in the US, it doesn't. So why do you call it a King Box? Call it a King Meal. Call it whatever. It's like McDonald's, you know, you order chicken nuggets, you order a 10 piece chicken McNugget, you get 10 nuggets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's not like you're ordering 10 piece chicken McNugget and they give you 7.5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. They're giving you
10 piece chicken McNuggets and they just give you some French fries.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You don't go to Wendy's and order a Frosty and then they end up giving you a Coke.
Yeah. Yeah.
They call it what it is.
Or a punch in the face. Maybe that's what it is maybe when you order it, they punch you in the face. While wearing a boxing glove. So they're like, oh, thank you so much for buying the King's Box here. Just can you lean over here? And
then they should have showed that in the commercial.
Yeah,
I would have loved the commercial then.
But maybe it's a surprise. You know, maybe that's like, you know, have you gone to Burger King and ordered one? Like, who knows? Maybe their executives were like, that's exactly, you're totally right. We need the box. And they're like, but we can't afford them. All the boxes are overseas. And they're like, all right, boxing gloves, one boxing glove in every store.
I want to know. And now I have a new question. Yeah. When did you become a Burger King apologist?
I'm just saying, you know, I'm exploring all of the possibilities that they're just lying. They're lying to your face right out the gate.
It's false advertising as far as I could tell.
Yeah.
And it is such an important issue to me.
Of course.
It probably did nobody else in the entire world.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember the last time I went to Burger King. Yeah. It's probably been 25 years since I actually ate Burger King, but this is so important to me.
Yeah.
So the song, the last song of my album, it's a new edition, and it's called "The Burger King Box Doesn't Come in a Box."
I like it. Actually, and this for me really could be you could actually turn this into an actual song, because you could actually like kind of go through all of the kind of weird ideas of all sorts of things like that kind of like you're like, you know, like
could have been a Boxing Day inspired meal.
Yeah, well, there's all sorts of those kinds of things where they say it's one thing and it's actually something else, and we all just kind of go with it, you know, like
yep.
So you know, and so yeah, that's yeah, that would be awesome. But let me see. So wait. So Burger King. What was the name of the song?
The Burger King, or the King Box doesn't come in a box.
King Box doesn't come in a box. The King. The King Box. King Box doesn't come in a box. The King Box doesn't come in a box. Seriously, man. Where's the box? Wait. The King Box doesn't come in a box. The King Box doesn't come in a box. The King Box. Where's the box? Box. Hey, come on, children, sing along. King Box doesn't come in a box. The King Box doesn't come in a box. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
That is the greatest song ever created.
Yeah. I don't think you need much more than that. You have to let them discover what that, you have to let them, you know, discover the King Box and the fact that it doesn't come in a box.
I agree. I think you should probably retire, because I don't think you could possibly create another song as good as "The King Box Doesn't Come in a Box."
Yeah. You know, that's apparently that's what everybody feels about my song "Wait," that was on my very first record. So I'm very accustomed to realizing that like I flamed out right at the gate.
Now this takes over. Is my favorite song. This is better than MCA, better than Wait.
Yeah, awesome.
Better than I Hate Everyone.
Yeah, good.
You know,
good.
This is, you know, this puts the Beatles to shame.
Yeah. Right, Box doesn't come in a box.
That's right. Michael Jackson had nothing on you.
Yeah, no. I mean, other than he is also a Michael, you know, like in the community of Michaels. You know,
right. You know. Yeah, no, this song is better than Thriller or...
Certainly Thriller, you know, like that's, you know, it's crazy to think that like people even remember Thriller, like, you know, it's like what a dud that record was.
Right. You totally.
Like 40 million copies. Pshaw.
Right. It's got nothing on. No, that's what I call disappointment.
I mean, there are seven. Yeah. Amen. There are 7 billion people on the planet Earth, and he could only sell to 40 million of them. Come on, man.
Right.
Try a little bit harder. Michael Jackson. Try a little harder.
Well, on that note, about time we wrap this up. Thank you very much, Mike, for joining me again.
Oh, my pleasure. My absolute pleasure. And again, I do, if I severely offended anybody, I just want to say you need to just kind of look at your values. No. I just know.
Exactly. Exactly. Mike TV is right, everybody.
Keep that in mind. Yeah. That's all I wanted to point out. Yeah.
Right. You don't get this genius musician without getting the truth.
Amen. That's it. That's all it is. Just remember that, right, scientifically speaking, we're all just great apes.
That's right. So if you want to hear more of his musical genius, where can people find you online?
I mean, it's pretty much any torrent site. Pirate Bay is my favorite. You can just search Get Set Go. Usually you can usually find 7 or 8 of our records on most big torrent sites. But if you want to do something legitimate, you find all of the music on Spotify. Basically the band is called Get Set Go. I have 16 albums in stores right now. I'm working on number 17. So there's a lot of music and to the end of my days, it's the worst business decision ever. Because occasionally people need to rebrand, but because I don't have a boss and because I don't have a record label, I do this. I mean, I did, but I got rid of him. I can do it myself. I'm just going to keep putting out music as Get Set Go, so people can always find me. You know.
Can I ask you one question about this upcoming 17th album that you're working on now?
Yeah.
in your update to your patrons, and people should go support you on Patreon if they aren't already, you mentioned that you're doing something like 47 demos for this album.
Yeah, I am. I wrote over 70 songs for this record, and then I whittled those down to the 47 crew. Like they're all like the critical. They're the songs that when I play them, people go, "I really like that song." Now there are a handful of songs that are not. There's like maybe four or five that are not songs that, at least in my Twitch chat, people go, "I love that song." But I think that when I actually get into the studio and work with them, I think I can make them amazing. Like they're, you know, but other than that, yeah, like every song. So I've got at least 42 or 43 songs that I know people are like, "I love that song." So I'm like, all right, well then I have to do studio versions, studio demos of all of them to kind of figure out, well, what ones do I want to keep? Which ones do I want to jettison? And I may not jettison any of them, you know, I kind of am of this mind lately where I'm like, you know, like we, you know, novelists expect somebody to sit with their book for 12 hours. Why can't I expect someone to sit with my music, particularly because of the way I write, it's very much a snapshot of my life over the past year. You know, each album is just sort of my life at that time, you know? So why not, you know, like, you know, you don't have to listen to it in one sitting, and you don't even have to listen to it. Most people don't, which is really sad for me. Most people don't even listen to a sequence. They just, they add my new record into their, whatever their Spotify playlist is, or whatever their iTunes or Apple playlist is. And they just shuffle them, you know? So, for me is sad, because the thing is that you should always, at least when you're listening to a record, because there's you like for me, at least I always make sure that there's a narrative, you know, like if you, from the very first song to the very last song, the ideas are spaced out, the story, there are songs that pay off other songs and stuff like that. And so you kind of miss a little bit of that. It's like taking a Stephen King novel and then just reading random chapters, you know, and then trying to be like, all right. I mean, I guess it's workable, but it could be another huge record, you know, cause I put out a 102 song album with the Mike TV Live stuff. And I put out a 45 song record with This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. So this could be my future way of putting out records, you know.
I personally think it's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
You know, I love the music. We'll make sure we have links in the show notes to your Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/
Mike TV Live.
Mike TV Live.
Yeah.
And
or you can just type in Mike. You can just do MikeTVLive.com, and that gets you straight there. So if you don't want to type in the big Twitch URL. If you don't want to add twitch.tv/, right, you can just go with MikeTVLive.com, and that works.
Yeah. You could save like four or five letters. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, with each individual entry, that doesn't mean much, but over the course of your lifetime, you know,
right.
I mean, yeah, that right. I could be saving you millions of keystrokes. That's millions. Right.
That's important to a lazy person like myself.
Heck yes. That's exactly right. That's my gift to you.
I appreciate your listeners. That.
Yeah, sure.
You're so kind. Well, thanks again, Mike. I appreciate it. That's it for this episode of Hypothetical. Thanks for listening. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram @_Hypothetical. Subscribe to Hypothetical on your podcast player of choice. And if you have any complaints, comments, or anything else, you can give us a call at 937-63-HYPER. That's 937-634-9737. Or email us at complain@hypothetical.com. Show. Until next time, this is Hypothetical.